You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Another Tuesday, three in a row with Chair Shot Radio. Musical chairs with David Ungar and Patrick O'Dowd. Dave, sir.
No applause for us.
Oh no. Hold on. I had a line. You stepped on it because I was like, Dave, we did it. We did it. That's right. We did it. Good for us. Three consecutive shows. That's a streak. However, the streak ends next week. That's right. Unfortunately, the streak will end at three with Dave and Patrick, because I will be in the middle of a parking lot handing out keys to a bunch of young adults moving back onto their campus after a summer away. Busiest week of my year starts actually tomorrow. I'll be working on a Sunday. This in Bandwagoners. We're recording this one on a Saturday. Told you before we went on the air. I'm even going to the office a little bit today as well on this Saturday. It's every day this week is balls to the wall, work late, get it done. And then once we get past Saturday and the students are here, that is when we rest. At the lovely University of Massachusetts where I work. It's a very exciting time. It's a great set of days, those days when the kids come and move in. There's always just a lot of excitement from families as people show up. They're feeling really good about their school. They're ready to get back, see their friends, or come to the campus for the first time. And it's kind of sappy for me to say it, but it is a little magical for those students because it's a positive experience. But on the back end, the behind the scenes folk are working their asses off. They're exhausted. And those 3 days are the culmination of all of that hard work. And that's both the good and the bad, the struggles and the successes. So that It's going to be a good time. How have you been, man? What is going on with David Ongar?
Just staying busy this week. Had to actually go to Fresno for a day, and which is always a fun trip. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I'm glad you kind of followed up with the explanation when you started off saying, next week I'm going to be standing in the middle of a parking lot. It's like, okay, I wonder what where we're going with this. But your story ended up much better. It's busy. Today's busy. Having a surprise party. I didn't even know. I knew we were having a party. I didn't realize it was a surprise party until last night when my wife's talking to me. It's like, wait, this is a surprise party? She's like, yeah. I was like, I'm glad I didn't ruin the surprise. So, you know, at least I got that going for me.
Yeah, well done, well done. And I just want to, you know, I want to thank you for holding the fort down over at Bandwagon Nerds too while I'm on the air here. Because you know, I've been missing those as well. I won't be on yesterday's edition of Bandwagon Nerds, so I'm thanking you before the show is recorded, after the show is dropped. So it's like a future thank you for the work you're gonna do that you haven't done yet.
Sounds very fourth dimensional. It really does.
Very much. And by the way, everyone, I forgot to say that you are listening to Chair Shot Radio Musical Chairs here on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
And as I'm sitting here staring at my soundboard, I should switch back to the Chair Shot Radio soundboard as I was on the Bandwagon Nerd soundboard. And there's some just not connected sound bites there for us to play. So I want to stay with that. I had a lot of fun last week. I know you were very excited about last week's episode, talking Tool in particular from my selection. I have not had a chance to listen to the band I have already forgotten the name of, even though I listened to the podcast on Tuesday when it dropped.
Oh, Volbeat.
That's what it is. Volbeat. But it was fun to go, like, just hearing the clips, I could see myself appreciating them and know that I should really give that one a listen. I am assuming it's never a bad time for David Ongar to listen to some Tool.
Never. Absolutely never. It's there's never a wrong time to rock or listen to Tools. So John Cena right. would be proud of us.
Very good. Very good. That is true. Now, here's the thing. This week, it is my turn to go first, because you went first last week. I'm willing to bet this week we are not going to cross over. Not that we have crossed. We've only crossed over one time, and that was when we both were going to pick Metallica, and it was basically a race to see who was going to pick Metallica first. And we ended up just jointly discussing the band when technically your turn won out. I'm going to the 90s this year, or this time around, Dave. What about you? What decade are you hitting? Before you, and you know, you're going to announce your band later. So
mostly the 80s, although they're still active. So, you know, I guess that counts for something, but they hit their prime in the 80s. So yeah, going back to my wheelhouse a little bit here.
Right. Both of us going to kind of our 20s and 30s for our musical tastes. And that'll be a lot of fun. But before we get into all of that, we do need to take our first commercial break, because that's how this show works. So I'm going to drop everybody off with a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to dig right in with my choice this week for musical chairs here on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, welcome back everyone to Musical Chairs. Patrick O'Dowd, David Ongar here, talking music, things that we love, music that formed the men that we are today. And this week, Dave, I gotta admit that my choice this week is sort of a prisoner of the moment selection, because I only own two albums by this band. They made six, but I've listened to two. I don't know if there's any way that I can describe this band other than the most 90s of 90s bands you could imagine. They got their start in 1991, hit it big with their debut album and some one hit in particular off that album, but a couple of other songs that did well. But this band, well, I'll just say it. It's the Spin Doctors. I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan of the Spin Doctors for years and years and years. But if I were to describe this band, and it's funny because I looked up how they were described in genres, and this makes a lot of sense. The three genres that were described for the Spin Doctors were pop rock, alternative rock, and funk rock. And I actually buy the funk rock argument. And I'm going to tell you as I describe my two songs, because if you listen to particularly the Pocketful of Kryptonite album, which is the one that made them huge, had the song Two Princes that you couldn't escape. No matter where you were on the radio in 1991, you were going to hear Two Princes left and right. You would also hear Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. Those were like the two big ones. But the rest of the tracks on that album and then their subsequent album, Turn It Upside Down, which is the other one that I own, are very heavily influenced. And you can hear it very heavily influenced by funk. Strong bass lines, it's kind of a driving drum beat. They, pretty solid lead guitar and a distinctive voice, the voice of Chris Barron, that really guided that band. And their albums, as you listen to them, they sound like jam sessions. They sound like funk albums. And so before I go into the two songs I picked, what do you know about the Spin Doctors, Dave? What are your thoughts? Because I got a little bit of fun trivia about them too. I did a little research this week on the band. So what do you think of my choice of the Spin Doctors before I regale you with the two tunes I want you to pick?
I don't know a ton about them other than, the Two Princes album. I do remember that being
Pocketful of Kryptonite.
Yeah, Pocketful of Kryptonite. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong, probably the song that I prefer more than Pocketful of Kryptonite. But I remember they like you're saying, they were everywhere for a while, and you're talking 91. So something else happened in 91, I believe, that kind of just reshaped the landscape. Isn't that when Nevermind comes out in 91, right?
Right. 91 is a huge year for music. Nevermind comes out. Pearl Jam puts out their first album. Metallica's Black album was in 91.
Didn't Soundgarden kind of come out as well at that?
Yeah, there's a meme that shows like all these, like grunge hit and grunge was huge. Right. But on the pop circuit, Spin Doctors and Hootie and the Blowfish, yeah, and like that sound was, that was the stream of consciousness. Like you would see it in movies and on television shows. You would hear the Spin Doctors, you would hear these pop artists. And what was really interesting to me is that the Spin Doctors actually, they started in New York City. They were originally called the Trucking Company because the band was actually a side project for another artist. Do you know who that artist was? No. He would go on to focus on his very popular 90s band. A guy by the name of John Popper created the Trucking Company as a side project before leaving the Trucking Company to focus on his more famous band and his sweet, sweet harmonica, Blues Traveler. So John Popper leaves the Trucking Company to become Blues Traveler. The Trucking Company replaces him with Chris Barron as the lead vocals there, and another guitarist to take on the lead. They change their name to the Spin Doctors. They put out the album Pocketful of Kryptonite. Two Princes hits the airwaves, becomes huge, becomes this mega hit for them, and they're off and running. Now, the band has gone through lineup changes left and right, but they've made albums as recently as 2013. So it's been a while. It's been about a decade. Pocketful of Kryptonite is 30 years old today. We are now, 1991, and here we are 2022. It's 31 years old. That's kind of mind-blowing. It makes me feel old. And the story of this band and how they were able to hang on and keep together, because I talked about Chris Barron's voice, and he was very, very, had this very distinct voice and sound that people know. He lost his voice. He suffered from a very rare vocal cord paralysis condition in 1999. They didn't think he was going to be able to sing anymore. But he recovered from that, and they continued to make music, like I said, as late as 2013. They did a tour in 2011 to celebrate the 20-year anniversary of Pocketful of Kryptonite, and they still do this 90s nostalgic touring to this day. They did recently get rid of their bassist. Their longtime bassist Mark White left the band in January 2022 because he refused to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. So the band continues to go out there and play. Their music is still on soundtracks left and right. You can hear it all over the place. And anytime there's something that goes back to the 90s, you will inevitably come across the Spin Doctors.
Yeah, we could do a whole episode on 1991 and how that year just changed music completely.
You could.
But I distinctly remember that album coming out and them getting a ton of airplay. You had everything going on with the grunge on one side, and then you still had bands like Spin Doctors on the other, and Metallica was somewhere, in the middle of all that, in 91. But yeah, I haven't checked out a ton of their stuff. I do distinctly remember that one record. Absolutely.
Right.
Cause it, like you said, it was everywhere.
Yeah. And their follow-up album in 94, Turn It Upside Down, it had a couple of minor hits on it. A song that I really like, I mean, it's not the one I'm going to pick, but a song that I really like on there is called Cleopatra's Cat. And it's this kind of jazzy sound in tune with where Barron is scatting for part of it. Like it's a very interesting little tune. But yeah, so what I did is I decided to go with their two most famous albums and pick tracks off of their two most famous albums that people probably don't listen to. The first one screams funk influence, and it is called Shinbone Alley / Hard to Exist. And it opens with a really sweet blues riff with a bass line following behind it that is just outstanding. And it actually is the last track on the Pocketful of Kryptonite album, and it's just such a great way to finish the album. It's a nice little capper to that album, and 1,000% worth the time and the effort to look up and listen to. The other tune is kind of a complete departure and completely different than the sort of the funk sound that you would hear in most of their music. And it's on the Turn It Upside Down album, and it's called Indifference. And it's a little bit more introspective, very much a more slow moving, more ballady sort of sound, song that, it feels so different that it really stands out in the album. And so those are my two. And what I really hope this does is get people to take a listen to some of these non big time tracks and recognize that this band was a little bit more than Two Princes, Pocketful of Kryptonite, Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. They had a lot of talent and skill, and I love them to death. And they're a band that is very easy to be like, I just want something that makes me feel good while listening to the music. And you put on Pocketful of Kryptonite, and even when Little Miss Can't Be Wrong, which is laying out lyrics that are very visceral and mean, the song itself is very poppy and happy and peppy, and it's great. I love songs like that. So Spin Doctors, that's my choice this week for musical chair.
I mean, why didn't you pick Big Fat Funky Booty? I mean, there's a song title for you. But
it is. It's a great song, too.
It is. You said Indifference, huh? So that's, yeah, okay.
Indifference. I wanted something a little more low-key. Got this, it's the way he sings it, it's good. I may actually listen to that on the way into the office after this podcast. So,
I mean, I've got
a lot of fun.
I've got a running list of bands that I want to add to my playlist. Spin Doctors is on there, that's for sure. I don't have a lot of their stuff yet, but I need to add more to it. But yeah, they're you know, one of those bands that I guess you could almost, they weren't really a one hit wonder, more like a lot of people call them a one album wonder, I guess, which probably isn't fair, but yeah, that's cool. I'm definitely looking forward to checking out these two songs and expanding my Spin Doctors knowledge. Good call, though. I mean, there's one that's definitely not on a lot of people's radar, so that's awesome.
Like I said, I really have been trying hard to stay off the beaten path when it comes to some of these bands. Like, I like mixing in bands I love and everybody knows with bands I love, and might be able to expand some stuff out a little bit. So happy to do that. And I think that's a good place to end our conversation on the Spin Doctors. So we're going to take our second commercial break in a moment. Before we go to our recorded commercials, it is my duty to remind you that if you enjoy musical chairs, if you enjoy the work we do on the Chairshot Radio Network here at thechairshot.com, and you want to support us, the best way to do that is to rep the brand by heading over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and investing in one of our Chairshot Radio t-shirt designs. We have colors, all kinds of colors, all kinds of slogans and sayings and logos, everything you would want, everything chairshot.com in this one location. Shirts are reasonably priced at $19.99, but if you're feeling fancy, you want something that feels nice on your giblets, spend a few dollars more. Get that Everyone Hates Greg shirt in soft style. Your skin will thank you in the end. We love bringing you quality content each and every day. And the best way to help us keep putting this on your internet air, this sort of content on your internet airwaves, is to get over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and invest in a shirt. As Christopher Platt would say, please and thank you and please. When we come back, Dave's choice this week for musical chairs here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of thechairshot.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. Well, I talked about the Spin Doctors. Dave said he's going all the way back to the 80s. To give you a band this week. So without further ado, Mr. Ungar, the floor is yours.
Yeah, so this band actually formed, I guess, in 77, which was earlier than I thought that they actually formed. But they did not hit their stride and got super popular until the 80s. And I mean, these guys are synonymous with 80. I guess you kind of call them a hair band, but not really. They're a little bit different than the typical hair metal bands from the 80s, but my pick this week is Def Leppard. So
okay,
I know you've heard of these guys, Pat. I think somewhere along the way,
a vaguely familiar band.
Vaguely familiar. I picked them because when you know looking into bands and doing like research and their story is, of course, it's like everybody knows it, but then like nobody really knows a lot of the details because you know like the peripheral stuff that happened with Rick Allen and Steve Clark and that sort of thing. But you know, there's a bigger aspect to the band. You know, they came out in the 80s. They caught fire with Pyromania, which you know took a while. You know, that was of course the album that they broke through and you know became a massive mega hit. You know, High and Dry, one of the songs I'm going to pick is off of High and Dry. That one kind of, you know, Bringing on the Heartbreak kind of broke them into the mainstream consciousness, and Pyromania with Photograph and Rock of Ages and that sort of thing just made them huge. And then in between that and Hysteria was, of course, Rick Allen's huge accident, which I didn't really realize. You know, what I discovered in doing this is that the whole accident takes place because like Rick Allen's driving a Corvette, some Alfa Romeo passes him. And he tries to pass him back, and this Alfa Romeo keeps speeding up, and he takes a corner way too fast, flips his car in the field. We know he loses his left arm cut off at the shoulder. I did not know that they actually reattached his arm. They found it, reattached it, and it just didn't take. There was the risk of the infection was too great, and they had to get, you know, sever it again, and they were worried about his right arm. But you know, Rick Allen's got to be one of the more inspiring drummers of all time because, you know, he could, and most, 90% of drummers would say, shit, I lost one of my arms, it's over. He didn't let that stop him. You know, he learned how to play with using a pedal to mimic what he would do with his left hand. And listening to him explain it was great. He's like, it's all in my head. It's all this knowledge. He goes, I just have to transfer it to a different body part, which, I mean, I've played Rock Band and played the drums on there. I can't do that, let alone transferring that to a different body part. So, you know, they had that. And like, it's interesting, like Hysteria, I mean, I remember when Hysteria came out and like Woman was the first song that came out and it didn't exactly catch fire. And then Pour Some Sugar on Me came out and the rest was history. You know, then Hysteria came out. I did, you know, a couple things like about Pyromania, Pat, that I didn't realize is that the only reason that record wasn't number one was because this other sort of popular record was number one for that entirety of its run. Here's trivia on my end. Any idea what that record might have been?
I do not know.
This little record called Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Oh, well, yeah, you weren't winning shit.
No, but Pyromania was number two forever. I believe like in kind of like, in your wheelhouse, the Freddie Mercury tribute at Wembley Stadium, Def Leppard opened for Queen, I think. So
it's true.
Brian May has a lot of respect for this band, and he talked about that. You know, and of course, you know, they went through the tragedy with Steve Clark, one of their longtime guitarists, who just basically drank and drugged himself to the bottom of oblivion, and a tragic situation. But they're still going. They're still touring. They're still going strong out on the road with Motley Crue, allegedly, apparently, blowing Motley Crue off the stage every night, which doesn't seem that hard at this stage of the game. But I digress. But yeah, they've been around forever. The two songs that I'm going to pick. One of them's off the High and Dry album. It's not Bringing On the Heartbreak, but it's got one of the best intros that I know of a Def Leppard song, and just one of my favorite songs is called Let It Go. I'm sure, you know, probably everybody's heard that. The other one I'm picking is off, you know, they did Hysteria. Steve Clark died. They did Adrenalize, which had some definitely good songs on there. Then they kind of went in a weird, like sort of funky avenue with Slang. And then they kind of came back with this album called Euphoria. And the song Promises off of Euphoria is the second song I'm going to put on here. It's been called the photograph of the 90s for this band. And it definitely returned them. You can hear elements of Pyromania and Hysteria in Promises. So I think it's a song you really like. But yeah, they're a fascinating band. Longevity, you know, these guys partied their brains out, Pat. I mean, absolutely. Some of the stories are nuts. Like
they got some Motley Crue level party stories out there. So
yeah, stuff going on behind the stage, under the stage, while Joe Elliott and Rick Allen were doing stuff on stage. Stuff going on under the stage was, oh my God, you know, we won't repeat that here, but it's fun to listen to, that's for sure. So yeah, Def Leppard, one of the most renowned bands of the 80s and kind of the 90s as well, a little bit, still going strong to this day. They're my pick this week.
I got to tell you, both the bands we picked this week are making their hay on those Remember the 80s and 90s decade tours. Like the Spin Doctors in particular. Like I could see the Spin Doctors like doing a tour with kind of like the one I went when I saw the Barefoot Naked Ladies, like the Gin Blossoms and the Goo Goo Dolls are with them or something. And they're doing a triple headlining show and casinos everywhere. And middle-aged men like myself and women are hanging out, you know, rocking out of there and, you know, taking up a notch. You know, like Def Leppard, freaking, who are they touring with these days? Poison? Or,
they're with Motley Crue. I think Poison might be Motley one of them, Crue, but I know it's Motley Crue is one of them.
Like, and those concerts have been a big revival for a lot of bands like this, because not every band that was big back in those decades can sell a tour on their own. And that's not a knock on Def Leppard by any stretch of the imagination. Pour Some Sugar on Me is a karaoke house staple, man. Like, inevitable. Death, Taxes, and somebody singing Pour Some Sugar on Me at the local bar if karaoke night is happening. So it's not that those bands can't sell out smaller venues, you know, given where they are, but they put together those super tours with those trios, and you get packed houses. You can fill arenas, whether it's a small arena like Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, where I tend to go to a lot of my concerts, to, you know, some of the bigger venues, like the festival tour sort of stuff, like the open air stadiums, that sort of deal. That is a good place for those bands, and they continue to do it. And Def Leppard is definitely one of those. REO Speedwagon does it all the time with like Styx,
Journey,
and Chicago,
and Journey.
They'll do those in Journey. Yeah, absolutely. So good pick, man. Excellent pick. Classic pick. Can't go wrong with Def Leppard. You just can't.
No, I think, you know, I think, I don't know what you think. They seem to me like a little underrated. I would have to put them, if you ask me, underrated, overrated, or properly rated, I'd say a little underrated, because they kind of got,
well,
they got typecast in that whole hair metal thing, but they are a different sort of sound, I think.
Well, and they're a band that, again, you play a tune by them, and people are like, yes, oh my God, Def Leppard. And then they're all in, singing along. Yeah, they were rock gods right up there with anybody else in the 80s in particular, a little bit into the 90s, as you mentioned, but definitely into the 80s. So I find no fault. I find excellent choice. I feel like we have done a good job this week, Dave.
I'm happy. I would go to see a tour with Def Leppard and Spin Doctors. That would be actually a fun concert and a possible one too.
Right. A little interesting contrast of styles, but it would be one worth checking out. So, all right, Dave, clocking in here at 30 minutes. Nice, quick, and easy little podcast, little quick edition of Musical Chairs this week. Before we head on out of here, though, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on the Chair Shot Radio Network and out in the socials?
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at AttitudeAg, that is at AttitudeAGG, and on Facebook.com/AttitudeOfAggression. And of course, folks, send your hate tweets to at PC Tunney.
And you can find me on the Chair Shot Radio Network every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Mondays, I'm doing Bandwagon Nerds with my buddy Dave here and PC Tunney. And then it's seems to be a rotation as of late between Ray Cash and Aesop Mitchell. On Tuesdays, it's myself and Dave doing either Hockey Talk or Musical Chairs. And then on Wednesdays, I'm talking wrestling with Craig DeMarco and Miranda Morales on the Greg DeMarco Show. That's going to, you can follow me on the socials at on Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at WrestlingRealist. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Musical Chairs. Thank you everyone for listening, and we will see you not next week, but the week after. You've been listening to Musical Chairs on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.